aunts and uncles would show up and their kids and other area farmers, and they would show up on a Saturday, and you'd start in the morning the crack of dawn, and by the end of the day there was four in the early days or two hogs completely processed, and from making sausage to cutting up tenderloin, wash the small intestines out from sausage lining. And there was always the ceremonial, you could come Sunday morning to breakfast. And for anybody that was new, there would be scrambled eggs and brains, and there would be fresh tenderloin, liver pudding, but nobody would ever tell anybody because the scrambled eggs and brains are mixed together, and you can't tell the difference between an egg and a brain once they've been cooked. And it was great fun to inform someone after the fact what they had for breakfast. But that was an all-day job. And we made cracklings. And we made our own lard, where you would have to cube the fat up into basically 1-inch cubes. And it was in a great big old black pot that was built up on blocks on a fire, much like what you would picture as a witch's cauldron or something. And that would cook down, and that would start to make the lard. And then there was this metal press. It was basically like a fruit press, except it was made of metal. And you would have to scoop that out, and as it boiled down, the pieces, and then you would scoop up what hadn't boiled out already into the press, squeeze it out, and that would go into these one-gallon tins. And that was the shortening that was used at this house for the entire next year. And they had the garden, two gardens, one across the street and one adjacent to the house, and there would be so much canning, pickles, squash, beets, green beans, corn, tomatoes. If it could be grown and canned, it was probably here.
So, are you sorry you didn't become a farmer?
At times, you know I am. This place did make me want to stay in touch with land. I'm seeing, and you see more and more of it. You're seeing people have urban garden centers. You're seeing people have community gardens at community centers and churches, and people are being more conscious about where their food's coming from.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. But I love this place. Always will.
Yeah.